Every year around Christmas time, warehouses are scrambling to find enough workers, people who will walk miles indoors to sift through shoes and toys and electronics and pack up all our online shipping. Well, this year is no different, but a flurry of companies around Boston thinks they've got a way to improve warehouse operations with robots. From WBUR's Biz and Tech team Bostonomics, Asma Khalid reports.
In March of 2012, Amazon made an unusual purchase. It bought Kiva, a robot maker in North Reading. Amazon essentially took Kiva robots off the market, and that became a major problem for Kiva's non-Amazon customers, like Bruce Welty. He'd been in the warehouse distribution business for years and relied on Kiva's robots.
So we had to replace that Kiva robot. So we went out to try to find one, and we couldn't find one, so we built our own.
In 2013, Welty started working on what is now Locus Robotics in Wilmington. He says Kiva pioneered this warehouse robot space, but in the years since, the technology has advanced and the costs have dropped, making it possible to do previously unimaginable things with autonomous navigation.
We can say to a robot, go from here to there, from point A to point B, and we don't have to tell it how to get there. It will figure it out.
As we're talking, a couple of robots with tote bins and iPad screens roll by. They're going about 4 miles an hour around cartons and shelves at this mock warehouse.
It just saw that we were standing there, and it turned around and said, oh, I can't go that way because we have obstacles, so it decided to take an alternative route.
As the retail industry shrinks, e-commerce is growing, and that's creating a lot of jobs in the warehouse space. People to pick products off of shelves and pack boxes to deliver to your home. In fact, federal statistics show nearly 1 million people now work in warehouse and storage jobs. The Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates that in the next decade, this industry will add jobs by some 21%. And that's why Welty sees unlimited demand for his robots.
It's hard to size the market, but if you realize that right now about 70 to 80% of the warehouses in the world are not automated, you can kind of imagine that there's a huge opportunity out there.
Welty, like other robot execs, is hesitant to name specific customers. But he mentions DHL is now using Locus. The company rents out its robots, 10 at a time to start. And Welty says in the last couple of weeks, because of the holidays, they've doubled their fleet. Kiva, now Amazon Robotics, is a major reason why this area is a leader in warehouse robots. Jerome Dubois is co-CEO at Six River Systems. It's a robot maker in Waltham. He used to work at Kiva, and about a third of his staff are ex-Kiva employees, too. Dubois says for $250,000, he can get a company 8 robots that'll support 6 workers, and he can get it up and running in about a month. That, he insists, is game-changing in an industry used to bulky equipment and conveyor belts bolted to the ground. Six River Systems nicknames its robots Chuck. They're a little larger than what you see at Locus, but the same overall idea.
We use fancy algorithms, some people would call them AI, to assign orders together and group them together onto the Chuck to reduce the amount of walking.
Chuck drives around like a self-driving car.
As he's going around things that he doesn't recognize, he slows down and he starts beeping to let that thing know that it's around.
And when he arrives at the right stop, say at the bin for white T-shirts, a human actually picks up the white T-shirt and drops it into the tote the Chuck is carrying around.
Doing this job without a Chuck means that you're pushing a very heavy cart around the warehouse. You're walking tens of miles a day. You're pushing something that probably weighs between 100 to 600 pounds all day long.
For all that effort, warehouse workers make around $15 an hour nationwide. And there's constant turnover. That's why Daniel Theobald sees a growing appetite for robots.
I think everybody's realizing that in order to compete in today's global economy, automation is the key to success.
Theobald is the founder of Vecna Robotics in Cambridge. Data suggests he's right about automation. The market research firm Tractica sees logistics robots as one of the fastest growing markets for robots. It's expected to reach nearly 1 million by 2022. Vecna has a slightly different model than other companies. It's more research-focused, and it spent millions developing this autonomy brain that can fit on a range of robots, some powerful enough to lift a shelving unit.
So you can take one of our robots, a tugger that can handle 4,500 kilograms and 4 trailers behind it. You can introduce it into the environment, drive it around. It basically learns the environment much like a human does, and then you can tell the robot, go here, go there, go here.
Theobald says the entire industry has changed, in major part because of Amazon. Amazon has proven that logistics can be a competitive advantage. The tech giant now has 100,000 robots in its warehouses around the world. Theobald says Amazon showed us that customers want and expect speed when they order online.
We've developed into an impatient race. You know, what's been done now is using automation to meet are essentially unreasonable consumer expectations. I want what I want it now, and automation is the only option.
And for that, you have Amazon to thank or to blame. But either way, in the years to come, your holiday gifts are more than likely to have been touched by a robot. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.